7:39, Triple Team Traffic. And how's it looking now, Andy?
Amanda, we've got delays on I-15, not because of a crash. It appears construction's making it rough for the second day in a row between Point of the Mountain and 12300 South Draper. You've also got some backups now between 106th and 90th South and some delay crossing over I-215 in Murray. I-80, a spot of eastbound backup, I assume because of a crash, although I haven't heard one reported. It's just before you get to 5600 West. On the west side of the Salt Lake Valley, Eric Butler.
And if you're on I-80 heading to the mountains, you're really not going to find any problems out there from South Salt Lake to the Kimball Junction exit. That's your normal 20-minute travel time. U.S. 40 is starting to see a little bit of southbound slowing as you approach Currents Boulevard, but down into Heber City, no problems. And U.S. 89 from Heber into Orem, that's looking good. Heather?
It's a fairly light commute on the major freeways throughout most of Weber and Davis counties. Southbound I-15, occasionally you'll have the brake lights pop up between Layton Parkway in the Kaysville Ponds. As you continue south, you've got good speeds until you hit the north interchange, where we have a little bit of slow traffic now from Beck Street to 1100 North. And that earlier congestion we had on Legacy Parkway in Farmington looks like it's eased up. Elevate your summer at Snowbird, offering daily activities like the aerial tram and alpine slide for the whole family. Purchase your all-day activities pass online for the best pricing. Details at snowbird.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.